Pesemes Shnas Tov Resh Mem Aleph talks about a medrash. The medrash says that had Moshe Rabbeinu not hidden his face, the Kadosh Baruch Hu would have shown him Malamala, Malamato, Mashahoyo, Mashahos, Osadios. You know, that which the Mishnah says in Chagiga that a human being normally can't see, Moshe Rabbeinu would have been zeichet to see. But he chose instead to hide his face. Later on, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Har enino as kavadecho. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, I wanted to show you before, and you hid yourself. Now I'm saying, Kili yirani odem b'choy. Because when I wanted, you didn't want. But the Medrash continues and says that Rabbi Yeshua says in the name of Rabbi Levi, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu did show him, Miskar v'yas to Moshe ponov, it says, V'dibir Hashem al ponim, Moshe ponim al ponim, so the Pesukim say Moshe Rabbeinu did have a vision of a Kadosh Baruch Hu at the end, in the schar of. So the beginning of the matter to the end of the matter seems to be difficult. The beginning of the matter says that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be shown certain things, and he refused. He hid himself from it. And Bereshit said, if so, I'm not going to give it to you later on when Moshe Rabbeinu asked for it. And then Beschar, for the Moshe Rabbeinu's action, he was able to see. So the Sfasema says Moshe Rabbeinu understood that what was at stake. He understood that he had an opportunity to see tremendous hasagas on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which had he looked and the Kadosh Baruch Hu was willing to show him, he would have been able to see. But his Yiras Hashem told him that it's not proper for him to do that. So at the end, the Mishkar Yira, he was Echad as Tunas Hashem Yabit. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu saying? That the smaller amount that a person accomplishes through his actions is equal to much greater accomplishments, asagas, which a person gets in B'matana. Something which a person gets with his own avoda lasts forever. And that's shot in the Pasuk, Yiru as Hashem Kadosho, Kein Machsor Liriyo. Those who fear Kadosh Baruch Hu, it seems to be by doing so that they're going to lose, and that the situation should have been X or Y, and because of that, had they not had such Yir Shamayim, they would have gained so much more. And that's what it seems to be, and this is not true even not only in Olam Hazeh terms, but even in Olam Haba terms, it seems to be. Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing a mara to Moshe Rabbeinu, which would be a tremendous opportunity to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, etc. But that's not our job. Our job is to use our Yir Shamayim to do the proper thing. And Moshe Rabbeinu said that the proper thing is I have to express my Yir Shamayim by refusing. The final result is that he got, even though in the normal channels he shouldn't have gotten, because rightfully so, Bereshit offered and you said no, so that's it. But the result of the year is that a person will not lose because of that. A person will be able to, eventually it'll get something else of equal or greater value because it was done through the person's efforts, the person's Yiras Shamayim. And how many times do we have a situation where we think that we're losing because of something, because of our care and Torah mitzvahs, and to the natural eye, it seems very clear that we are losing. And the Pesuk is saying is Kein Machzor L'Riyov. That's not so. We don't know how and what we're gaining and what the final result is. Maybe you tell a person that the result of losing this opportunity, you're going to gain a little more Yir Shamayim, which you can pass on to your children. That's going to make a difference in the rest of their life. So per se, it's worth it. We don't know we don't know how to calculate those type of things, but the emuna that Kein Machzor L'Riyov is a very important yesod. Those who have Yir Shamayim and express Yir Shamayim and do the right thing, even though on the surface they seem to be losing, at the end of the day they will not be losing. Have a wonderful Shabbos.